This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from a cyclone that's hit the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean could reach unimaginable numbers. The top French official in the island chain, François-Xavier Bouveau, spoke to French TV. He's heard here through an interpreter.
It's extremely difficult to say. I think there will certainly be several hundreds, perhaps approaching 1,000 or even a few thousand dead.
It was a weak F1 tornado, but a tornado nonetheless, in Northern California. It touched down Saturday in the town of Scotts Valley near Santa Cruz, overturning cars and knocking down trees and utility poles. Vice Mayor Derek Tim.
Did have a couple of serious injuries. One person was transported to the hospital with critical injuries.
Those drones that have been spotted in the night skies from New Jersey to Massachusetts are freaking people out, says WBZ radio reporter Suzanne Salsville.
There's people watching us.
Lisa Newhook lives in Foxborough. Her husband was walking the dog Saturday night.
And he came in and said, "Did you see up in the sky?" And I said, "No."
She went outside to look and saw 5 drones.
And they had a big, bright white light and little red lights on the edges.
And she wants answers.
Until then, I'm nervous and worried.
The drones have recently been seen flying alongside busy Interstate 95 south of Boston. With the fall of the Assad regime in Syria, UN officials are calling for sanctions to be lifted, along with increased and immediate aid. UN envoy to Syria, Geir Pedersen, is in Damascus.
We will hopefully see a quick end to sanctions so that we can see really rallying around building up Syria again.
ABC News has agreed to pay big bucks to settle a lawsuit President-elect Donald Trump filed against the network and anchor George Stephanopoulos. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the numbers.
Court documents revealed that Trump and ABC News agreed to settle a defamation lawsuit, with ABC paying $15 million toward Trump's presidential library and foundation and $1 million to cover Trump's legal fees.
Stephanopoulos had said on air that Trump had been found civilly liable for raping writer E. Jean Carroll, but Trump had been found liable for sexually abusing and defaming Carroll, not raping her as defined under New York law. Starting today, the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits in pet stores in New York is prohibited. Details from CBS's Peter King.
Animal rights activists lobbied for the law, pointing to poor conditions at commercial breeding operations. New York animal shelter officials say people can adopt dogs from them for a fraction of the cost and give animals the homes they need.
One manager of a pet shop says he'll sell online as much as $3,000 each. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Drizzle and fog tonight, a low around 34. Some fog to start the day on Monday. Otherwise, chance of rain and snow and highs in the mid-30s. It will be breezy out of the west. Still breezy out of the west tomorrow night with a low of 24. Tuesday, clouds and 29.
Right now, it's 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches, right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome one and all to Seth Faces the Music, the show that just doesn't know when to stop. Today we'll be looking at songs that tell us to quit, desist, haltensee, whatever you want to call it, it means stop. In fact, the only thing that won't be stopping today is our playlist. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. And kicking off the show today, we have one of the great bands from the 1960s, a British invasion stalwart. Here's the Hollies with Bus Stop.
Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my
One of the great all-time Scottish rock bands, that was Belle and Sebastian with I Want the World to Stop. Next, we're going to turn to a man who was born in Kirbyville, Texas in 1914. He had a couple of fun nicknames. He was the Baron of the Boogie and the Happiest Man Alive. He had a very long career that ended up with him being uniquely honored at both the Monterey Jazz Festival and the Grand Ole Opry. Here he is in the 1950s defending rock and roll. It's Ivory Joe Hunter with You Can't Stop This Rocking and Rolling.
You can't stop this rocking and rolling. It's been here for years and years. It is just history repeating, so you need not have any fears. It's been here, but the folks ignored it. And they said it was a shame.
Oh yeah.
Now that someone has exploded. Everyone rides on that crazy train. Have you forgotten 1920? How you swooned over Russell Robin Bain? So you see, it's no need to be worried. Just let the teenagers have their fling. Cause you can't stop this rocking and a rolling. Your feet.
Oh, yeah.
It is on late good American music. That's played with the rock and roll beat.
You can't hide all the things you really feel.
time decide that you will open up, let it in. There's no shame in sharing love you feel within. So jump right in.
Broke my knee and then you really laid into me Friday night in our patience. Who said I'd lie to her?
The band with the longest song titles ever. That was Stop Me If You Think You've Heard This One by The Smiths, Morrissey and Company there. And before that, we had Stop, Look, and Listen to Your Heart, a wonderful song by a couple of all-time greats, Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross. Speaking of Diana Ross, I think we can start out the next set coming up with one of her group's first big tunes. I'm guessing most of you out there will probably already guess what it is, but for those who won't, guess what? Stay tuned right here to WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy, the Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
I think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The band named after their drum machine, that was Echo and the Bunnymen with Never Stop, Discotech. And before that, we open up the set with Diana Ross and the Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love. Coming up next, we're going back to the well. I have spoken before on this program about Otis Redding and his star-making performance at the Monterey Pop Festival. Well, we're going to play another song of his during that set, where he really made a connection with the burgeoning hippie flower movement, which is saying something about a man from Memphis, Tennessee. Here's Otis Redding with Booker T and the MGs and the Marques with I've Been Loving You Too Long to Stop Now.
Thank you. This is the love crowd, right? We all love each other, don't we? Am I right? Let me hear you say yeah there. Yeah. I've been loving you too long to stop now. You were tired and you want to be free. My love is growing stronger as you become a habit to me. I've been loving you, oh, too long, and I don't want to stop now, oh, can you do that one more time there, just like that, oh, do it just one more time, one more. You, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. As our fair grows old, ooh, I'm loving you, oh, too long, and I don't want to stop now, no, 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 I've been loving you just a little bit too long, and I don't want to stop now. No, no, no. Don't make me stop now. Oh, yeah, mercy. No, babe. I'm down on my knees. Please don't make me stop now, yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Jamiroquai with Whatever It Is, I Just Can't Stop. Well, we're not going to stop on our show about songs about stopping. Stay with us, because coming up next, we have a man who was a star at a very, very young age, went on to become one of the best-selling artists of all time. He was not without his controversies, but he did put out some of the most popular music of all time. Stay with us right here on WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News brief, a cyclone that hit the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean has caused widespread devastation. The top official, François-Xavier Bouville, spoke to French TV.
Given the violence of this storm, we all experienced it in our flesh, in our family, with our loved ones, our colleagues.
Federal officials say those drones that have been flying over multiple states in the Northeast are not a national security risk. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on ABC.
If there is any reason for concern, if we identify any foreign involvement or criminal activity, we will communicate with the American public accordingly.
Now that the Assad regime has fallen in Syria, what should be done with those who supported his murderous ways? UN envoy to Syria, Geir Pedersen, is in Damascus.
We need to see, of course, justice and accountability for crimes. And we need to make sure that that goes through a credible justice system.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Drizzle and fog tonight, a low around 34. Some fog to start the day on Monday. Otherwise, chance of rain and snow and highs in the mid-30s. It will be breezy out of the west. Still breezy out of the west tomorrow night with a low of 24. Tuesday, clouds and 29.
Right now, it's 37.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, Laura.Berg at civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
stop this world, let me off. There's just too many pigs in the same trough. There's too many buzzards sitting on the fence. Stop this world, it's not making sense. Stop this show, hold the phone. Better days this girl has known. Better days so long ago. Hold the phone, won't you stop this show? Well, it seems my little playhouse is fallen down. I think my little ship has run aground. Feel like I'm in the wrong place. My state of mind is a disgrace. So won't you stop this game? Bail me out. I know too well what it's all about. I know too well that it had to be. Stop this game, well, it's ruining me. Smart for my own good. I just don't do the things I know I should. There's bound to be some better way. I just got one thing more to say, and that is stop this game, deal me out. I know too well what it's all about. I know too well that it had to be. Stop this game, well, it's wrecking me.
One of the great voices in contemporary jazz, that was Diana Krall with Stop This World. And before that, we started off the set with the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Up next, we're going back to the 60s for an overlooked soul man. He is most well known, of course, for his gigantic hit single, When a Man Loves a Woman. But we must not be remiss. He recorded many, many great tunes, including this one right here. Here's Percy Sledge with Sudden Stop.
Walking out, didn't talk it out. Now she's gone, so you can mark it out. I'm all alone. All the love that I can't live without. Led her on, did her wrong, and I don't blame the girl for being
was cheating on her all alone. I can't really see her stay.
Can't deal without. What can I? Oh, broken out. the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean. A deadly cyclone has roared through, killing hundreds, perhaps many more. French Prime Minister François Bayrou heard through an interpreter.
Le souci, c'est pas seulement le...
What matters isn't only the short term and the rescue and help we can provide, but also the medium term, with the supply of water and food.
The remote location of the island chain is making relief efforts harder.
I'm Peter King. Much of Iowa and eastern Nebraska have been in the middle of an ice storm that's made driving dangerous, with as much as a quarter of an inch of ice on the ground. Fog has also been a problem through much of Iowa.
Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz believes the federal government is trying to determine where the drones that have been seen over a number of states in the Northeast are coming from. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think what the drone issue points out, or kind of gaps.